Penguin Audio presents Hector and the Search for Lost Time by Francois Lalorde, read by James Langton. Hector isn't exactly a young psychiatrist anymore. Once upon a time, there was a young psychiatrist called Hector. Actually, Hector wasn't exactly a young psychiatrist anymore, although he wasn't an old psychiatrist yet either. From a distance, you could still have taken him for a young student, but up close you could see that he was already a real doctor with some experience behind him. Hector had a great gift as a psychiatrist. When people talked to him, he always looked as if he was thinking very hard about what they'd told him. Because of that, people who came to see him liked him a lot. They felt that he was thinking about their particular situation, which was nearly always true, and that he was going to help them find a way to get better. At the beginning of his career, he would twirl his moustache when he was thinking things over, but now he didn't have a moustache. He'd only grown one when he was just starting out in order to look older. These days, since he wasn't exactly a young psychiatrist anymore, there was no point. Time had passed. But time hadn't made much difference to the furniture in his office. It was the same as when he'd started out. He had an old sofa his mother had given him when he'd moved in, some nice pictures that he liked, and a little statue his friend had brought back from the land of the Eskimos, a bear turning into an eagle, which is quite unusual for a psychiatrist's office. From time to time, when Hector felt cooped up after spending too much time in his office listening to people, he would look at the bear with huge...